So how can a broken leg lead to making thousands of dollars per day? Well, that's a hilarious story that, you know, it's not, I'm sure it wasn't funny at the time, but I'm sure you're glad it happened, you know, the way it's worked out. So can you tell us a little bit about how you got started in permanent jewelry and a little bit about your background?
Yeah, for sure. In February of this year, I broke my leg going for a walk around the block and was supposed to be on my couch for 3 months, basically, after that. Like, had to be on there. Mm-hmm. 3-month-old, 2-year-old, 5-year-old, and on my couch. So I had a lot of time to be on the internet, Instagram, TikTok, and I kept seeing the stuff about permanent jewelry. And I said to my mom, I was like, have you heard about this permanent jewelry? Like, I think I kind of want to do it. And she's like, well, yeah, go for it, which I wasn't expecting that answer from my mom. And since then, I had the confirmation, like, from her to do it. I felt okay, like, going all in. Mm-hmm. And we researched places and we found Linked online. And I felt most comfortable with you guys. Like, I don't know, if it was a website or if it was like, well, I was texting with people. There's a lot of great, like, customer service there for sure. And yeah, so I felt comfortable and I went with Linked. And since then, like, in 1 month, I did $5,500.
That's awesome. So,
it's great.
So what were you doing before you, like, what was your other job before this?
Well, at that time, I was on maternity leave in Canada. But before that, I was a treatment coordinator at a dental office. And yeah, I don't know, like, if I'll go back to that. Yeah. We'll see. I don't know, like, options. I don't go back till November, and this month I've done $5,500, so I actually don't know, like, what will happen.
Yeah, and the month's not even over yet.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, that's awesome. You're making good money, and, you know, I'm sure with, like, being a mom of three, you know, you're very busy already with that. And so you know, does permanent jewelry kind of give you, like, that flexibility to still make great money but not working all the time?
Well, yeah, like, I made $2,200 in 4 hours. So awesome. I have the time with my kids still. It's just, like, it's really, really great. Like, love it. And I feel like I'm just getting started.
It's crazy how things work out, because, like, I can definitely relate to your story about the broken leg, mm-hmm. where you had more time on your phone and then you decide mm-hmm. to start the business, because, mm-hmm. you know, I had to have foot surgery back in 2017. And that's when I started my marketing agency, because I had time mm-hmm. off. And, yeah. you know, from my main job. And so it's pretty awesome how, like, you know, whether you believe in the universe or God or whatever, you know, how right. things tend to work out, totally. You know, even when you think it's bad in the moment.
For sure. Like, something bad brought me to something really, really great. And yeah. very, very thankful for that. Like,
that's awesome.
Even if I go back to work, I always have this where it's like on the weekend or in the evening, it's like an extra $500, $1,000, $2,000, $5,000 yeah. could be there for my family. It's like, yeah, it's awesome.
So was this your first business you've ever done?
Yes, my first, for sure.
So what was that like, you know, starting the first business ever? Was it scary? Like, what obstacles did you have to go?
It's been easy, honestly, like, with Canva, like, and just, like, Squarespace, like, I feel like there's so many tools out there mm-hmm. that, like, can make it very, very simple for people. Yeah. Like, yeah, like, I didn't know before. And I was just like, well, I've seen people do this before. I'll look it up. Like, and yeah. just did it, really.
Love it. Yeah. Cause a mm-hmm. lot of people get stuck on that, you know, concept mm-hmm. where it sounds like you definitely didn't and you just kind of went with it. But mm-hmm. a lot of people are like, well, if when I start a business, I got to do an LLC and do all this stuff. And they just overcomplicate it in their mind and it causes them right. to never take action.
Yeah. No. I did, like, the Instagram page, Facebook page, and they're pretty simple. I mean, like, keeping up with three kids, I'm probably not posting as much as I should. But I also, if I post more, I'll probably get more busy. Mm-hmm. And I can only do so much right now with three kids. But yeah, like, it's kind of good that I'm saying I can only do so much. Because there's so much opportunity out there.
Yeah, there really is. So mm-hmm. at your typical event, so you said you made, what, 2,200 last weekend?
Yeah, 22. I just did a party at a lake nearby my house.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And so what kind of party was it?
Just like a house party. A girlfriend put it on and had, like, all her lake friends come over. That's it. It was very simple, very laid back. Husbands came in. They're questioning it. and loving it, kind of, I think. Like, yeah. I probably could have got them getting some by the end of it, I bet.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure they'll be back.
Yeah, for sure.
So at your events, like you mentioned earlier that your husband helps you. Yes. How's that? Because I work with my wife a lot. So how's that dynamic been between you guys? Like, you know, not only managing three kids, but a business now.
Well, he really likes to get in there, like with welding it, but he hasn't. I don't allow him to, you know, but he loves it. Like, he loves practicing on jump rings and stuff like that. I feel like we're going to need two machines.
Yeah.
Like, he would love for us to just keep this going and make it a full on thing. Like, very interesting. He's an electrician. So, I don't know if it's like that kind of thing he's into or what. Like, he thinks it's actually cool that I'm doing this. Like, he's, yeah, I'm surprised by it.
Well, I don't know if you saw the live video we did in the group. I think it was last month with Angela and her husband. They're out of Pittsburgh, but they have two machines. And like, when they do events, they both do the jewelry at the same time. And they had like three different events where they made like $8,000.
I saw that. That's amazing. So that's why, like, I think Kenton was like, I'm okay coming. Like, she's been weird. I'm doing jewelry. But they were like, the people here are a little bit like, a bit more, I don't know, skeptical, I guess.
Right.
But they warmly welcomed him in, but questioned him why he was there.
What's something that surprised you? Like, did you have any preconceptions, or what was your expectation versus reality?
Yeah. I guess I came in with no expectations, but with a lot of hope.
Yeah.
I have been overwhelmed with how much success and how busy I've been, and like, it just keeps coming and coming and coming. Like, it doesn't stop. So yeah, it's been really good, but yeah, just hope and no expectation.
Love that. That's I mean, honestly, that's the best way to do a lot of things, because I think sometimes if we put too many expectations on ourselves, you know, we can be too hard on ourselves. Like, I've seen that happen with some students in the group where they're like, well, I'm not as successful as these other people, or I'm not as successful as I thought I was going to be the first 2 weeks. And then they just like give up, and you can't do that.
Right. And I think like there is another girl in the city that does it. And she has gone to lots of the places that I probably would have gone to, but that's okay. There's so many people, like there's so many other people that would opportunity. There's so many opportunities, you know, you don't need to go to the same places and you don't have to compete. It just is what it is. Like, you can't do everybody. Right.
Exactly.
You have to just be where you are and do the people that want it where you are.
Yeah. And I love that, because that comes from an abundance mindset. Like, there's plenty of customers to go around. I think too many people live out of fear and scarcity. And that's what, you know, makes them freak out about a competitor or freak out about not having enough bookings in the moment.
Yeah.
Where have you found your bookings and events so far?
Instagram mostly. Friends, referrals from friends. And really, I start with my friend group, and now I've expanded from that. Like, I haven't even really touched businesses yet. I do have a market in August. I know that's far away, but like at a lake nearby, and it's like, it will be busy, I know for sure. But, and that's like 45 minutes away, but it'll get a whole new group of people.
Yeah, that's awesome. So for those who are watching or listening, maybe they, you know, they're skeptical about investing in the training. And so what would you say is, like, you know, the one key aspect, if you had to pick one, that you just love about, you know, being part of Linked?
Oh, just the community. Mm-hmm. I like how I can go on Facebook and search, like, okay, taxes and on the top, and see what people have said about it and what they do. Search jump rings and then see what people have done. Like, it's so good. Love it. Like, there's help all the time, no matter what.
Yeah. And that's honestly probably the most common answer. And I love that, because that's, you know, it's one thing to create a good training or to have good training videos or whatever, but like having a strong community like we've built is just, and I'm not even taking credit for it. It's just, we're blessed to have it. And I'm thankful for it.
Yeah.
I love our community.
So yeah, Broken Leg took me to basically not making much money each month. And now I honestly have to worry about making too much money so that I don't get taxed by the government. Really?
Well, yeah, that's money problems right there. But
yeah,
that's when you got to start learning about tax write-offs and deductions and stuff like that. Right.
That's true. Hey,
that's a whole nother ball game. But I might actually do a class on that in our group too, because, you know, to me, that's some of the things I wish I'd really known when I first started, is what to write off, what to keep track of, you know, how to separate my business and personal finances and stuff like that. Right. So, you know, for those watching or listening, if you would love to hear a class or a video on that, comment below and let me know. Alrighty. So anything else that you think people should know, you know, about starting their own permanent jewelry business?
Have more chains than you think you need, because you'll be busier than you think. Mm-hmm. Really. It's better to go in with more. And because I ran out of a couple, but I wish I had more. I had other ones to choose from, but it was, it's a good problem to have, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what are your most popular, you know, styles of chain? Is it sterling silver, gold filled, or gold?
I'd say gold filled for sure. Yeah. Gold filled.
Okay. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hear that a lot. So, I mean, are you selling much gold at all?
I sold, a couple, but not much. No.
Yeah. And that's kind of the consensus I've heard from other students is like, just people want the gold filled or the silver.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's just too much for people. I think they don't know permanent jewelry enough to be like, I'm going to invest in it.
And the price points for gold filled are amazing for not only you, but the customer as well.
For sure. For sure. Yeah.
What are your average prices for a gold filled bracelet?
A gold filled bracelet. I charge from $21 to $25 an inch.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you charge by the inch. And that's always the most common post we get on our group is like, how do I charge? Like, is it by the inch? Should I do set prices? So it's cool to hear like how everybody does it.
Yeah. And they seem expensive, but like kind of have to do what you paid to what you get. And it's good. It's good quality.
Yep.
Like I always say, there's a really big jewelry company that came out of Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada here. And theirs aren't gold filled. Theirs are gold plated and they are worldwide.
Yep.
You know, so it's just like, this is good quality.
Exactly. And what machine are you using?
I'm using the Brandon.
Is that the Orion or the?
No, the other one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
It's working good.
Perfect. Yeah. So the deluxe machine, have you had any issues with that or you said it's working good?
Yeah, it's working just fine. I did make my pliers so they're grounded, which has been huge. It's not clipping the alligator clip, but that's fine.
Yeah. I've seen a lot about that on the group.
Yeah. My husband did it actually. When he's doing things, but he's an electrician, so he knows. Like, I don't know if I would have done on my own confidently, but maybe watch YouTube about it. Who knows?
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you coming on here and sharing your advice. It's like I said, that's a pretty cool story. I know it probably hurt in the moment, but you know, going from broke leg to, you know, starting up, you're probably making more money, you know, than you ever thought you would.
For sure.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. It's definitely, surprised my family. We're excited about it. And like, we just feel like just getting started. Like it's kind of been a slow start, you know, I can walk now. I don't have a cast. So we're just ready to get going.
So were you doing this when you had a cast on?
I was doing bracelets like on friends and stuff, but I couldn't really get very far. Yeah. But
I'm excited for you because I know now that you're kind of healed up and you can actually go to more events and stuff. I'm sure you're going to keep making more and more money.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Just can't wait.
Awesome. And if they want to follow you on Instagram, what's your profile?
We're Gold Bar YQR.
Alrighty. We'll put that in the description below. That way people can check you out.
Awesome. Thank you.
Awesome. So, and I guess my last point, which I forgot to bring up earlier, is you're in Canada. So we get a lot of students or potential students asking, like, do we, you know, train Canadians or ship to Canada? And we definitely do.
For sure. Yeah. You guys are great. Like, and any questions I have or concerns or anything, they're answered all the time so quickly. Like, I feel very confident in my investment with you guys.
Awesome. Well, I'm really glad to hear that. Thank you so much. And I appreciate your time today.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jake.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.